Recorded Books presents 1824, The Arkansas War, by Eric Flint. Narrated by Franklin Pearson. Prologue. April 22, 1824. The North Bank of the Ohio River, near Cincinnati. By the time they finished making camp for the night, Sheffield Parker was exhausted. They'd been pushing hard for over a week, ever since they reached the boat landing at Brownsville in Cabell County, and started traveling across country instead of continuing down the Ohio River on a flatboat. A friendly White Riverboat man had cautioned them about it. He said they'd been safe enough passing down Virginia's western counties, since there were hardly any slaves in the area. But from there on downriver, they'd have Kentucky on the south bank of the Ohio, and a number of slave-catching parties were active on or near the river. "We freedmen," Chef's Uncle Jem had protested. The boatman glanced at their party, which consisted of Chef and his mother, his sister Dinah and his Uncle Jem, and 12 other people from 3 different families. Several of them were children of one age or another. "Well, that's pretty obvious. You don't never see runaway slaves in parties this big. But look, folks, it just don't matter. And you got to know that much yourselves. Those slave catchers are rounding up any black people they can lay their hands on these days. It's been a field day for the bastards ever since the exclusion laws started getting enforced. They'll even roam into Ohio to do it. They'll grab you and haul you before a tame judge in Kentucky, and he'll bang his gavel and declare you obvious runaways, and you'll be up on the selling block before the day's over."
"We got papers."
Chef's mother started digging in the sack where she kept their few valuable belongings.
"Ma'am, it don't matter."
He flipped his hand, dismissing the idea.
"Forget about anything you can call law down there. If you got papers, the slave catchers will just burn them. Then it's your word against theirs. And any judge they'll be hauling you up before would rule against Jesus Christ in a heartbeat if he was your color."
He shrugged.
"It's a shame and a disgrace, but there it is. Was I you, I'd sell the flatboat and start moving overland. Stay away from the river as much as you can. Course, that ain't so easy lots of places. Just be careful is all."
They'd taken his advice, eventually, after finding someone who was willing to pay them a reasonable price for the flatboat. But it had been hard going thereafter. The road along the north bank of the Ohio was a primitive thing compared to the national road they'd been able to take as far as Wheeling after they fled Baltimore. Chef had had to carry his little sister for the last 2 days. She'd been so worn out. And then it all seemed to come to nothing. Less than an hour after they made camp, just at sundown, Chef heard a noise in the woods that circled the clearing on every side except the river. A moment later, 2 white men emerged, with 5 more coming right after them. All of them had guns to make it still worse. 2 of them held muskets, and all the others had pistols. Nobody in Chef's party had any weapons at all, except the big knives that Jem and 2 of the other men carried.
"Well, looky here, boys. Ain't this a haul?"
Chef stared at them, petrified, from where he was squatting by the fire. He was 16 years old. The first 11 years of his life had been the cramped years of a poor freedman's son in Baltimore, but not really so bad as all that. Then the white people started getting crazy after some sort of battle near New Orleans that Chef didn't understand much about. Except it seemed some black men had beaten the state militia over there and moved to the new Confederacy of the Arkansas. Which was way out west, Chef wasn't really sure exactly where. White people had gotten mean thereafter, a lot meaner than usual. New laws had been passed in Maryland ordering all freedmen to leave the state within a year. Like most freedmen,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?